Sometimes I think that some of the isolation leaders forget that if they begin to break up this country into self-conscious racial and religious groups, they will destroy the nation which they profess to want to preserve. For we are made up of racial strains from every part of the world, and we allow people to practice whatever religion they wish. We have built a nation around this word, democracy, and it will melt away if certain of these so-called leaders are acceptable to any appreciable number of people. We may hope the human race will be wise enough this time to join together in a real effort to eliminate war. But in the meantime, we do again what we have done in the past, dedicate ourselves to the fulfillment of the promise that this nation under God shall not perish from the earth.
David Roosevelt is the grandson of Franklin Delano and Eleanor Roosevelt and son of the late Elliot Roosevelt, a native of Fort Worth, Texas. His career has spanned more than 35 years, during which time he served in senior management positions in the investment and financial services industry, as well as philanthropy.
He was twice appointed as a federal commissioner on the Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial Commission in Washington, D.C., once by President George Bush in 1991, and again by President Clinton in 1993.
He is the author of the biography Grandmère, A Personal History of Eleanor Roosevelt. He spent a significant portion of his life with Eleanor and says his book was a non-scholarly, intimate look at his grandmother and her life and his days with her. It is a great pleasure to welcome David Roosevelt to the roundtable.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you very, very much for being here. You're a local guy.
I am. I live in Pleasant Valley.
So what is it like to have this in your backyard?
Well, it's something I've grown up with. As a child, I played all over this area. And I, of course, spent parts of every summer and most every major holiday at my grandmother's Valkill. So this has always been home to me, although I am a Texan, but...
You can hear that.
I left Texas many, many years ago, and I can't lose that accent.
So is it easier to be a grandchild than to be a child of the Roosevelts?
No question. I think it was very, very difficult for my father and uncles and aunt growing up. As the children of this couple, and really it was they were a power couple. I think the expectations that were placed on my father and his siblings were tremendous, and fortunately we did not have that as grandchildren. My grandmother always gave us some very sage advice. She said, be very proud of your heritage, but never try to live up to it. You must live your own life.
Which leads me to the next question, although it's somewhat personal, and I'll take it back if you want me to. And that is, do all the Roosevelts get along with each other?
No.
No.
For the most part, we do. You know, there was this split between the TR Oyster Bay side and the Hyde Park side. Back in the 80s, I lived in Oyster Bay, in fact, and got to know a lot of my cousins over there. And one of them said, you know, this is silly. And I said, what's it all about? And they said, well, we can't remember. And I said, well, I think what we need to do is to get us all together again. So myself and a TR cousin put together the first reunion of both sides of the family right here at Hyde Park.
Wow. And did they go the Republican way and you guys went the Democratic way, or was it that too simple?
Well, that's a little simplistic today because my brother and sister are both Republicans. I still love them, but
So what happened? What happened to them?
Well, what happened to my brother and sister?
Yeah.
Well, they're Texans.
Oh, that's what happened to them.
And they still live there.
What, but it didn't happen to you?
Well, I left right after college. it's one of those things that for me, my focus, you mentioned that I was in financial services, when actually I worked for a major bank, but I was in charge of all of their philanthropic clients.
Right.
So philanthropy really has been my profession.
There's a lot of people who think that FDR saved capitalism in the United States, and therefore he's a Democrat. He was a Democrat, of course, but he saved the financial services and everything else. What do you make of that?
Well, I think he did, but I think he also realized that the only way that he could save this country economically was to save every sector of the economy, and that included the banks, financial sector, everything. And so it was part of his overall plan.
So did he, so are your sister and brother ingrates?
Oh, no. No, I think they are highly respectful of what our grandparents did, but they have chosen to go philosophically, if you will, a different route than I have.
How much for all of you, I mean, I asked this question specifically to you, but how much for all of you is it about legacy, of carrying that name?
Well, it has to be. We can't really escape it. Some of my children will escape it more, but it's been easier for my generation than my father's generation. I don't think any of us really want to escape the legacy. It's something we're terribly proud of. But following on what my grandmother said, none of us have ever felt that we had to live up to that legacy.
But the Mandela children, we read in the paper now, or the grandchildren are fighting like crazy over the heritage and the legacy and where, right, what should be done and all the rest. You don't find that in your family?
No, not at all. And some of us are more involved in trying to maintain the legacy than others, but that's perfectly fine.
When you are here and you see the impact of because you're so close, because you're geographically close, and you see the impact of people coming here and new generations, and I was lucky enough to walk through many of the exhibits with you yesterday. I can't imagine you ever getting over that, of how this man and this woman touched people's lives.
No, I don't get over it, and in fact, I continue to witness the impact that their lives have, even today, on people, particularly those that are going through the library and museum, and the house as well.
Do you ever stop and talk to them when they're out there?
Oh, well, sometimes, yes. It's amazing. I often tag along on some of the tours, and my friends at the Park Service are very nice that they don't make a big thing that I'm there. But, I'm the kind of person that every once in a while they'll misspeak something. And, of course, I'll pipe up. And I can't keep my mouth shut and correct them. And
do you ever get a dirty look from anybody who's standing there and say, come on, mister, what do you know about this?
Well, no, the Park Service guides generally say, well, that's Mr. Roosevelt, so we'll take his word for it. But there are stories that I may know that a lot of the guides may not know that make it more personal for those on the tour.
Sure.
Little things.
Do you use the archives? I mean, to look back and say, I wonder what this. I mean, even for your book, I would assume yes. that was something of where were we when this happened.
Absolutely, and I am in the process of researching what may be another book. At my age, I'm not sure I can get it done, but. I'd like to, and so I'm in the research room all the time.
So I'm assuming there was a certain amount of personal dissonance, as every marriage may have, between the president and Mrs. Roosevelt. You were a favorite of Eleanor's. Did you take sides?
Oh, no. No. But, I mean, you know, I was so young when my grandfather died. I was only three. So, you know, my memories are, my personal memories really are more with my grandmother. I remember I was visiting the White House one time during the Reagan years, and the White House historian came up and he said, "What do you remember of the White House?" And I said, "Nothing that would be of interest to you." And he said, "Well, like what?" And I said, "Well, I think I remember that the elevator shafts were open so that when the elevator was on the first floor, the ceiling of the elevator was exactly even with the second floor and only a little picket fence." And he said, "You're exactly right." And that's what I remember as a child. He said the elevator was not enclosed until Truman moved out of the White House and they completely renovated the White House. That's when the elevator was enclosed.
But, of course, in those days, Reagan was a Democrat.
Well, he invited us to the White House.
and by that time, they had removed the pits of death that were the elevators, I assume?
Yes.
Yes, that's good. That's nice.
They had enclosed the elevator. Yes.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming here and being a part of it. And just in the minute we have left, I assume when you walk through, it is high marks for the
absolutely
renovation.
And, you know, I have to be very honest. I could not have guessed what they have done. It is an entirely different view now and so inclusive that I can't, you know, I will have to come many, many, many times before I can really know what is here now.
David Roosevelt is the grandson of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt and the author of the biography Grandmère, A Personal History of Eleanor Roosevelt. David, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for
being here. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Roundtables Live broadcast from Hyde Park on WAMC.